This is mindfulness of thoughts, feelings, and physiological sensations. Get into a comfortable position in your chair. Sit upright, feet flat on the floor, arms and legs uncrossed, hands resting in your lap, palms up and down, as is most comfortable to you. Allow your eyes to close, either fully or partially. Now bring your attention to the physical sensations in your body, beginning with the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the chair or the floor. Your back against the back of the chair, your arms on the armrests, your feet on the floor. Take a few moments to get in touch with the movement of your breath in your chest and abdomen. Feel the rhythm of your breath in your body, like ocean waves coming in and out. Focus on each inhalation and exhalation, breathing in and out. Noticing the changing pattern of sensation in your chest and abdomen as you breathe in and out. There is no need to change your breathing in any way. Simply let your body breathe for you. As best you can, bring an attitude of gentle acceptance and allowing to your breath. There is nothing to be fixed, no particular goal, no particular state to be achieved. Simply allow your experience to be your experience without needing it to be anything other than what it is. Sooner or later, your mind will wander away from your breath to other thoughts, ideas, worries, concerns, images, daydreams, or it may just drift along. This is what human minds do. When you notice your mind has wandered off, is also the time when you have once again become aware of your experience. You may want to acknowledge where your mind has been. There is thinking, or there is feeling. And then gently guide your attention back to the sensation of the breath coming in and going out. As best you can, bring kindness and compassion to your awareness. Perhaps seeing the repeated wanderings of your mind as opportunities to bring patience and gentle curiosity to your experience. When you become aware of any tension, discomfort, or other physical sensations in a particular part of the body, notice them. Acknowledge their presence and see if you can make space for them. Do not try to hold on to them or make them go away. See if you can make some room for the discomfort or tension, just allowing them to be there. Watch watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Sometimes they grow stronger. Sometimes they grow weaker. Sometimes they stay the same. Notice the changing patterns of sensation and allow them to be just as they are. Breathe calmly into and out from the sensations of discomfort, gently guiding your breath towards that region of the body. Remember that the intention is not to make you feel better, but to get better at feeling. If you notice that you are unable to focus on your breathing because of an intense physical sensation in any part of your body, or because of an intense emotion, let go of the focus on the breath and shift your attention to the place of physical discomfort in the body, or the place in your body where you feel the emotion most strongly. Gently direct your attention to the discomfort and stay with it, no matter how bad it seems. Take a look at it. What does it really feel like? You can see if you can make room for the discomfort, allow it to be there, and be willing to stay with it. Along with physical sensations in your body, you may also notice thoughts about the sensations and thoughts about the thoughts. You may notice your mind judging your experience or coming up with evaluations such as dangerous or unpleasant. You may notice your mind coming up with predictions of what will happen next, questions about how things will turn out. When you notice evaluations or judgments, predictions or questions, acknowledge them and return to the present experience as it is, not as your mind says it is. Noticing thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, nothing more, nothing less. If you notice questions, gently answer them with, "I don't know," and return to your present experience, just as it is. To help you bring some distance between yourself and your thoughts and feelings, you can label the thoughts and feelings as you notice them. For example, if you notice yourself worrying, silently say to yourself, "Worry, there's worry." Observe the worry without engaging with it, allowing it to stay. If you find yourself judging, notice that and label judging. There is judging. Observe the judgment with kindness and compassion. You can do the same with other thoughts, feelings, just naming them. There's planning, or remembering, or wishing, or dreading, or whatever your experience may be. Label your thoughts or emotions and move on. Notice how thoughts and feelings come and go in your mind and body. You are not what those thoughts and feelings say, no matter how intense or persistent they may be. And as this time for formal practice comes to an end, gradually widen your attention to take in the sounds around you. Slowly open your eyes. Notice your surroundings. And allow the awareness of the present moment to stay with you throughout the day.